Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Colson. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. Beautiful day here in Chicago. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. How would you assess, let's start here, this maybe hasn't been the kind of season you envisioned when you began it back in March. How would you describe what you have been through this summer?
I feel like I've been through a wave of emotions, but just try and take everything in a positive way. You know, you never want to think anything in a negative way. You can't really just go about life about that like that. But there's a lot of ups and downs in baseball. And I feel like at a really young age, learning how to deal with a little bit of struggle and learning how to get back on track and being the player that you can be is a very good lesson to learn, you know, at a young age and in the minor leagues. So I feel like I would rather go through that now than deal with all that in the big leagues. So then when I do get to the big leagues, that if I do have a little bit of a slump or something, I know what I can do to get myself out of it, you know. So I always said, like, if no one ever struggled, then you would never really see anyone's true potential, you know.
Colson, when you you look at, this is your first full year of getting, you know, 450, 500 at-bats and more in professional baseball, how much has that alone been an accomplishment for you, feeling good about getting through a whole season healthy? And, you know, at your age, you know, the expectations are so high from you and everybody else, but the reality of getting through a whole season has to feel good.
Oh yeah, 100%, especially with coming off of last year, just unfortunate events of little injuries and things like that to hold me back. But just being able to come in here fully healthy and be able to do what I want to do and play the game that I love to do is I'm really happy and I'm very fortunate for it. And I think it just goes a lot into what I did in the off season to prepare myself for a full season. So still got a couple weeks left. So I'm excited for these past couple weeks and whatever happens. So I would say it's a big success to be able to finally have a full, healthy season of playing 100-plus games.
Colson, it's been a long season here on the south side of Chicago, as you well know. And maybe the White Sox are trying to not expose you to that because it is historically bad. I just wonder, a lot of people thought and were looking forward to seeing you play in Chicago this season. What have the White Sox said to you about that? Because I'm sure at times you might have wondered if you were going to be part of this major league season.
Yeah, I mean, of course everyone's going to wonder, you know. I mean, I'm going to wonder about what's going to happen or where I can go. And I'm that's just a lot of stuff that's out of your control. So, I mean, the biggest thing that we all talk about with me and the White Sox is just having consistent at-bats and playing the game hard every day, and keep continuing to develop on the defensive side of it, too, because that's going to be one big major factor of keeping me up there, too, and is just being able to play shortstop at a high level. So, I mean, I know everybody has a plan. I know they have a plan for everything. So I don't have all the answers. I wish I did. I mean, everybody wishes they had all the answers, but the biggest thing is just going out there and getting my games in and getting my at bats and learning every day and continue to develop as a player.
From talking to you when you were drafted all the way till now, Colson, you've always come off as a tremendously confident guy, a believer in yourself as much as anybody out there. And I imagine that's how you become a great player. But how has that been impacted by the reality of getting used to playing a full, minor league season, and the struggles of just being able to play every day and play well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, it was extremely difficult for a little bit, just because being a competitor, you want to be the best and you want to do good every single day. But when you play a sport, you're going to fail more than you succeed. It's really hard to live day-to-day basis, just basing your day off your results, you know? So that's kind of one of the biggest things I've kind of stopped doing is chasing results and pretty much just chasing what I want to accomplish in the day. And that is just coming in, getting my work in, trying to win a ball game, you know? So I feel like that's what the biggest thing that's kind of changed my mindset of it. Cause I mean, it can kind of get a little dragging and feel like the days and weeks get longer when you're just chasing results all the time. So, and what I've always learned is what I've always been told by all the veteran guys is the moment you start chasing results, the farther they get away, you know? So it's just, you gotta stick with the process and you just gotta grind through these days, and sooner or later it's gonna come out on the good end.
Talking with Colson Montgomery, the White Sox top prospect at AAA here and Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Colson, curious about this as you project out, and obviously you think a lot about your own career and path with to the majors. What's your best position? A lot of us look at you as, okay, you're taller, but you do have the shortstop background. That's what you may be most natural at. But if you had your druthers, what would be the position you play as a major leaguer?
Shortstop. I mean, I don't really know how else to answer that question. I've played shortstop my whole life. It's what I'm most familiar with. I've only played third base, I think, one other time, and that was in the Futures game. So that was kind of the only time I've ever played third base in my whole life, and that was in an All-Star game, pretty much. So, I mean, I think I can play anywhere. I mean, I'm not going to turn down a position to play in the big leagues, you know, so I'm going to do whatever I can to get myself up there and to help the guys win, but I would just say the most comfortable position I'm at is shortstop, and I think this just goes because all the work I've put in and all the work me and all the coaches have done to get myself to prove, not just prove to everybody, but just to keep proving to myself pretty much that I'm a shortstop, because that's one of the main things that's the biggest key.
Colson Montgomery, our guest for a few more minutes on Inside the Clubhouse. Colson, you've seen a lot of guys at AAA come up and down between the White Sox and Charlotte. What is the scuttlebutt been? What has been the conversation been about, unfortunately, this historically bad year? And also the feeling that everybody at AAA, that you guys are just one out or one injury away from being called up, even yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some tough conversations. I mean, obviously, just based on how things have gone, they haven't gone the way that we've wanted to. But also, it's just good for learning experiences, too, for pretty much everything. Is when guys come down and you talk to all of them, it's not all negative, you know. I mean, everybody finds the positive in a lot of stuff. So just kind of, we take the negative into a positive of just learning for the next year and learning for the organization to just kind of, I would say, improve on our weaknesses that or whatever that happened this year that we can change to help the future of next year or the years on to that, you know. So I wouldn't say everything's a negative. Like I said, a lot of guys here are awesome. The guys are up there. They're all great people. And it's very unfortunate of how our season has gone. But, I mean, we've kind of made some positive with it.
So before I let you go, Colson, I have to ask you this question. I grew up in a small town in Indiana, so I have taken special interest in your path from Southridge High School, now on the way to Chicago as well. And I just wonder, along the way, I know that you were also a pretty good basketball player back in the day in a state that reveres the sport. During some of the tough days when you might be scuffling at the plate, did you ever wonder, boy, the NBA sure would have been a nice path, and boy, playing for the Hoosiers might not have been such a bad idea?
I mean, I'm going to say no on that, but I mean, I think anytime, I mean, everybody always thinks, what if they did something else? So there's times where I think about, what if I played basketball, where would my life be and things like that? But I mean, God has plans for everybody, and he chose me to play baseball, and I've turned out to love baseball a lot. So, I mean, it's been very hard to put down the basketball and hang up the shoes and everything. But I think everything's turning out the way I've planned to. So I miss it a little bit. I'm not going to say I don't miss it, but I got siblings, so I can watch them play and I can live through them.
Great answer.
Paul Janisch, the director of player development, we were able to talk to him earlier this week about you and some of the other players, and he said you know, that it's not out of question that you would be called up this year. What has your conversations been like with him, and do you like the positivity of them keeping this all open for you and the other players when they don't say no, he needs to just stay at AAA the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I've gained a good connection with him too. So I think the biggest thing is that yes, everything is offensive based and things like that, but I'm also proven that I can be an everyday shortstop in the big leagues. So I think that's one of the biggest things too, is, I mean, you got to play both sides of the ball in the big leagues. And I feel like that I've improved my game tremendously on the defensive side and here in AAA, just from internal clock and just the knowledge of the game, honestly. But I mean, I love that the White Sox are still staying positive with all that stuff, because I know that they know the player that I'm capable of being, and they know that it's just a matter of time whenever I come out of this. You know, you never know. What if they call me up tomorrow and I go up there and I start raking, and it's like, oh, you don't even look at his stats in AAA that year for the last 30 games or whatever it is. So I'm just very happy to have those guys on our side, just being very positive about all of it.
Colson, it's a pleasure talking with you. Look forward to seeing you in Chicago. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.